But what do you look for initially when you know you're in a position to kind of make a purchase? What are those initial things that you want to see?
The practice? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what I like, my thing is, and I take a different approach. Some doctors want to have it $1 million practice. And I think those practices are good, but how much growth is there in some areas or things like that? So I like to have a mid-range practice, a doctor that was kind of doing routine eye exams all these years, because now there's ways that I can expand it with medical eye care. I like the fact that some of these older doctors have real estate, because you can kind of control your own destiny, kind of pay down the principal, pay your own self, have control in your own strategy with the building. For me, that was a great point. When I bought my practice, I wanted to buy the building, and I was fortunate that he wanted to sell it to me. So for me, that's important, because as the future, as things change, that I don't really have that fixed expense in my practice for that overhead, that rent. And I'm able to carve out an area in my building where I can rent out. So the renter is going to basically pay my taxes and my insurance and things like that, that the revenue that's coming from renting that is going to help that. So I don't have to, all these other expenses that it is to have a building is really paid by the renter, and it's additional income that I'm inheriting every year from this renter. So that was important as well. And the other thing that I kind of looked at is EOBs and just saw how they build, what they build. That kind of gives you an insight of, you know, if it's you know, more routine care, if it's more medical and what was there. And then kind of sort of the schedule, like how many days a week were they seeing patients? Are they seeing patients 1 hour? You know, are they working Saturdays? Where is there areas of improvement that I can see that? And then what the goodwill of the practice was. How long have these patients been with this doctor? So if they've been here for 30, 40 years, for me to take over, the patients most likely will stay with the practice because they've been here for a while, just from a recommendation from the doctor. A lot of doctors want the older doctor to transition the practice. And that's great if you can have that. But sometimes that kind of breaks into your cash flow right away to start paying off that loan on the building or the practice. For me, the doctor was older and decided that he just wanted to retire. And most of the patients stayed with us. Get some patients that might have just switched out because they were like half an hour, 45 minutes away, and they were seeing the doctor for a while. But got a lot of new patients too, because we added a new panel of insurances and we were taking new patients where the older doctor was not seeing any new patients as well.